everybody. Well, that was a little departure musically for the month, but it has a good reason, because we're talking about some train stories today. You know what's weird about this video? Okay, so we've got the Quad City DJs, Come On and Ride It, parentheses, the train. I think we all know this song, probably. If you had to guess what kind of vehicle they would be on while they were doing this video, what would you guess? Would you guess spaceship? Because if you didn't guess spaceship, you're incorrect. Okay? By the way, a comment on here just says Donald Trump's theme song? I do not get that. What is that? How is that a joke? This is like the perfect example of the jokes that I'm like, this isn't a joke. This is just fucking somebody using the name Trump as a joke. Not even a punchline. So here's what we're doing today. I found a little article called Train Conductors Describe the Creepiest Things They've Seen. And I thought, I bet they've seen some fucked up shit. Because if you're just on this train and you're going through, you know, train's going through the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like the dead of night. Who knows what's going on? And, you know, shit's getting hit by a train all the time. Let's see what happens. So here's one. I worked on the signaling for the light rail system in Pittsburgh. Okay, this is already... We would do all of our testing late at... The light rail is not a train. I mean, it's a train, but it's like... This is not what I'm picturing. I'm picturing, like, the backwoods somewhere. But this is just, like, in the middle of Pittsburgh. We do all our testing late at night. Well, that's something. Lots of wildlife around the tracks. As we were moving along at about 50, a white-tailed deer jumps out onto the tracks. We clobber the poor thing. The engineer doesn't hesitate, gets on the radio and calls Central to call Hannibal Lecter and gives the milepost. I look at him sideways, but he doesn't explain. We continue our run into the city, turn around, and head back out the same way. As we come up on the site where we hit the deer, there's a guy in full camouflage on the side of the railroad butchering the carcass with a big pile of steaming deer guts next to the track. Did I remember it mention it was about 15 degrees and snowing? Engineer gives a toot to the horn, and we continue on our run. So I don't know if that's terrifying, but that's pretty fucked up. It's weird to think that there's a guy that they're just like, well, when you hit an animal, you know, this guy's like, anywhere on these tracks, you hit an animal, you just fucking call me. I'm not going to let it go to waste. Let's see. Creepiest thing I ever saw was in West Philly, born and raised. Someone cut a pit bull's head off and stuck it on the sticks in the shape of a cross beside the track. They stuffed fruit and flowers in the body where the head was and spread flowers around it. There was an unlit candle at the base of the cross. Looked like some fucked up voodoo shit. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. You're on this train and you're going through and you're like, what the fuck, you know. And I assume you must not be going too fast to like make out this level of detail.
God damn, when I hit the gas, I'd be like, oh my God, what if this motherfucker jumped on the train?
Okay. One time in the middle of the night, in the middle of winter, my train went into emergency. I had to walk the length of the train, oh God, to see what the problem was. This is the start of an X-File, for sure. The train was right in the middle of a very small town. As I'm walking by one of the houses on the outskirts of this town, I see a guy standing in the driveway about 50 feet from me, wearing a trench coat and a sock hat type thing. The first thing that struck me as odd is that it's way too cold to be wearing just a trench coat. I shine my lantern on the guy, wave, and say hi. Nothing. The guy doesn't even move. I continue walking past the guy to the end of the train while looking back often. I get to the end, turn around, and head back. I get back to the house where the guy is standing, and he's still there in the same place and in the same position. I don't even say anything this time. I just speed walk back to the head of the train. The next day, I'm taking a train back home during the day. I'm paying special attention to the house as we go by it. There is nothing there. The drive isn't shoveled. Nothing is there that could have been mistaken for a guy in a trench coat. I have since been by this house dozens of times, and I have never seen a car parked there or a light on or anything at all. Okay, so you saw a guy, but then he lives in a dilapidated house. Big fucking deal. Not going for it. We went from dog head on a cross to that. Come on. I'm a freight conductor. We hit a young lady walking between the two main tracks at like 5 in the morning. That sucks, and dead bodies are creepy on their own, but the craziest part was that I thought we hit two different people. The woman that I saw was white, heavyset, and in her late 40s, she was walking towards the train leaning out in front of us. When myself and the brakeman walked back to find the woman, what we found did not match what I'd seen. She did not go under the train, so she was mostly in one piece. We found a Latina woman who was very thin. We later found out she was in her 20s. Now, I thought I was crazy, but the brake man started asking me if we had hit two people and described the woman in her 40s the same as I had seen her. Needless to say, we only hit one person. He and I were convinced that this young girl was possessed by some evil entity. The face I saw before we hit her still pops into my mind. Occasionally, it was evil, twisted and full of pain. Okay, so you thought someone was white and fat, and they turned out to be Latina and thin. Okay. That's not doing a lot for me. A case of mistaken racial identity. Oh, a huge cultural problem. Not exactly what I'd call a scary story, but fine. Like, here's what's weird about that, I think. The scary story is not we hit someone with a fucking train and there was a dead body. And, like, I've done this often enough to be like, hey, good news, she wasn't in a bunch of pieces. But the weird part to this person is that, you know, the race wasn't what they thought. Like, that to me says that, like, this train conductor's seen some fucked up shit, right? I work in Houston as an engineer, and we usually putt around town between 10 to 20. Slow enough for a naked crackhead to jump out of a bush by a city park and start pleasuring herself in front of the engine. I guess she really likes trains. All right. My dad, who is a no-nonsense man, came home one night. I mean, that's not that bad, right? I don't know. Just see, like, I'm surprised it's a lady. That's what I'm surprised by, you know? Not to be one to stereotype, but, like, come on, a guy jacking off to a train seems, like, almost boring. A lady diddling herself on the tracks, that's a novelty. My dad, who's a no-nonsense man, came home one night after a derailment and was white as a sheet.
It must be. You guys must have nice new sheets that you don't diarrhea on, huh?
He told my mom he met a man walking away from the derailment, which was in the middle of the woods. He didn't think it was too weird because some people check out wrecks and derailments. Anyway, my dad gets to the derailment. The cause is a truck had been hit and then pushed by the engine. Now, none of this would have been weird until my dad sees the deceased man in the truck. It looked like a beat-up version of the man he saw on the way to the derailment. I don't like how many times the word derailment appeared there. I skipped it twice and still said it that much. Let's see. I was working maintenance, blah, 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 and an engine rolled in with the front caved in, covered in red. The entire front end was covered in what appeared to be red bloody chunks, a paste left over from rolling through maybe a herd of cattle or a horde of zombies. I didn't know what to think. I felt my stomach churn and my coworker turned green and heaved. I asked the foreman what happened. He told me some teenager jumped out in front of it. Later, I grew a pair and walked up to it as these folks were cleaning it without any signs of being affected by the sight. Turns out the train had hit a stalled fiberglass trailer filled with tomatoes that was headed to the Hunts cannery in Oakdale. Oh, good one. Let's see. A hobo was found dead in a Hooper car. They figured since it was the summer, he wanted more air circulation and hopped in that one. Well, the car was filled with no one really looks while doing so. Well, the car was filled and no one really looks in it while doing so. The body wasn't discovered until... So this guy was buried in a grain or some shit. That's kind of fucked up. Hobos still riding the rails, huh? Is that story from like 1920 or is that a... One of the dangers. I mean, I guess if you're a hobo, it seems like maybe some common sense. You know, someone should... I've always thought they should have like a class where it's like, look, we don't want you to end up homeless. But if you do, here's probably what you should do. And, you know, you start with like getting services and whatnot. But then it's like, but if you're too crazy for that, here's some other basics. For example, if you get in an empty train car, it's probably going to get filled up with shit. So that's not suggestible. I think finding a body that was hit by a previous train might have been the creepiest. I've hit a few cars and people before, but I never had to go back and look. That's the conductor's job. The person we found wasn't really identifiable as a human being, just a pile of meat. What gave it away were the scraps of clothing mixed into the pile. You know, I guess we've always got a right-to-die option here. I'm a railway engineer in the UK. Ooh, well then, what's all this then? And the holidays are the worst time for suicides. I'd been track inspecting the cleanup of a suicide the night before, and they missed some bits. So what appeared to be bits of skull or kneecap can be seen lying around. The worst bit was the smell. Gross. Yeah, I guess when a person gets hit, they probably just explode with odor, right? And, you know, all the inside stuff is outside and rotting. Japan. There's a routine here in Tokyo to deal with people on the rails. The government even charges a fee to the family of suicidal people, given that they interrupted traffic. I don't think I would pay. If someone was like, your family member got killed by this, I think I'd be like, well, I don't have anything to do with that. This guy's crazy. My uncle was a conductor on a train that hit a woman committing suicide and decided to take her dog with her. She lived and the dog didn't. Well, that was dumb. It's like, oh, yeah. Why would you bring your dog with you to commit suicide? Like, you're like, I'm an Egyptian person and I want to bring them with me into the afterlife, as we call it. Imhotep. Etc. etc. What's all this then? And you just bring your dog, I guess. I don't know. It's weird that, like, you know, it's fucked up to, like, I guess, murder your cat and bring it with you to the afterlife. But it's funny that we're so fixated on that, right? Because, like, I mean, how much fucking longer was that cat gonna live? I wonder, because, like, human lifespan has increased dramatically, right, since, like, ancient Egypt. But I wonder if cat lifespan's that different, you know. I'm guessing there weren't a lot of cats that lived like 15 years or something, but maybe like 8 to 10?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem impossible that cats would have like lived approximately the same amount of time. Well, I'm going to tell you something that happened here. I really wanted to end with our upbeat music about riding the train. And actually, we're not even through the list here. But my computer just doesn't seem very happy about anything that it's doing at the moment. And we're dead. Ooh, we've been haunted. We are being haunted. This computer is haunted now. Boo. Is there some mysterious force that does not want this show to continue in this style for the rest of the month? And is doing so by stopping Safari from doing its work. Maybe. Probably not, right? But maybe. I'm not here to tell you what's impossible this month, okay? I'm here to tell you what could be, what maybe. Anyway, so we're going to just finish today. We're not going to have any closing music. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Go fuck yourself, okay? But also, we'll see you tomorrow.